God bless you on today for joining me for a power up and a moment of prayer. However, I don't just want you to listen to me pray. I want you to engage your faith. Open up your spirit so that we can see the hand of God move upon the circumstances and the situations in which we are bringing before the throne of grace on today. With the knowledge that there is no problem, no situation, no sickness or disease that stands higher than the power of God, we pray with great expectations, knowing that God can and will move on our behalf. The power up for today will come from the book of Ephesians, chapter 5, and we're going to start at the 6th verse. Let no man deceive you with vain words, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. 7th verse says, be ye not ye therefore partakers of them. The 8th verse says, for ye were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. Walk as children of light. So we understand that there's two different states that are being discussed here. He says, first of all, he said, don't be deceived by men who speak vain words, who speak words that excuse negative behavior. Don't be deceived by groundless arguments. Don't be deceived by empty talk. So you know these people, the ones that's always boasting and bragging and always talking in a way that's supposed to attract the attention, or that's supposed to attract, to make them stand taller, bigger, or more knowledgeable than somebody else, okay? The Bible says don't be deceived by these vain words. This is foolish talk, okay? Don't let nobody trick you with foolish talk. Because what happens after the foolish talk has been released and after you allow this foolish talk to enter into your heart, into your spirit, then you find yourself walking in disobedience to the will of the Father. Okay, so people come to cause you to want to stumble, to pull you off of the right path, but you have a responsibility to close your ears to foolish talk. Okay, and this is what he said. Well, right now we're talking about this in the 6th verse. He said, "Don't be partakers of them." Okay, that's the 7th verse. It said, don't partake of this kinds of stuff. You have been given the wisdom to know that this is not what you should be doing. So don't allow somebody to pull you into the trap of foolish talk and foolish ways of doing things into a disobedient path. Don't allow people, because people are the greatest. They're the greatest influencers now. They can influence people to cut off all their hair and influence people that they should paint their bodies different colors. And I'm not talking about makeup, I'm talking about paint. Okay, I've heard of some things in recent years where people have painted themselves. So people have been able to talk people into all kinds of foolish actions by just the words that they have coming out of their mouths. You don't even really have the proof that what they're trying to get you to do that they've already done. They say they did it, but who can say that they're telling you the truth? You're just going by what they say and how great they make it sound and all the words that they wrap foolishness up in, because words can be beautiful. The language, which the spoken word is beautiful. It was created by God. So of course the enemy can take the spoken word that was created by God and twist it into making it sound like something that he's trying to get you to do that's not exactly conducive to the spirit of the living God. So you have to know who you are listening to. You have to know the voice that is speaking into your ear. You have to know the voice that is imparting things into your spirit, because we have a mandate to walk in the light, because now we are children of the light. So we have to be careful that the words that we are allowing to enter into our ear gate are coming from the kingdom of God. And we are now walking in the things of God, and we have a basic understanding, and we don't have an extreme understanding, and we don't have an advanced understanding. We have a basic understanding of the things of God. Everybody has heard of the Ten Commandments. They're posted all over the place. You can find them in the children's sections, the coloring books. You find them all over the place. If you don't know what the Ten Commandments are, ask your phone. How about that? Let's ask your phone and see if your phone can tell you what the Ten Commandments are. I'm gonna try that when I finish this power up. I want to know if this device I'm holding in my hand, I want to know if it knows what the Ten Commandments are, because you need to know what the Ten Commandments are. Those are a very good basis of what you should be doing if you are a beginner in God. Okay, it said, thou shalt not lie, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not bear false witness against your neighbor. That means you shouldn't lie on nobody else, okay? You shouldn't covet what your neighbor's got. That means if they got a new car, that don't mean you should really want a new car. You know, just those little things like that. If you need some explanations about what these Ten Commandments mean, somebody shoot me an email, text message. All that information is at the end of the podcast, and we can get together and explain or rightly divide those Ten Commandments so that you have a foundation in which to build your beginning walk with God upon, because you really do have to know what it means when people are speaking things into your mind that are not from God. This is happening more and more today because of the availability of audiences that the social media has made to people, that a lot of foolish people are gaining a voice in social media communities, and they are not speaking the things of God. So this is where we have to come in, and we have to say, no, 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 no. That don't line up with the living word of God. And there are plenty of things that are being taught that does not line up with the living word of God. I'm going to give an example. I heard somebody say that God created us in his own image. And so now we don't have to acknowledge God about every single thing that we do. We just have the mandate that we can go ahead and do some things. After all, we were made in his image. Wrong, 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 wrong. The Bible says, in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. You cannot erase that. It's not to be erased. It's not to be erased. Before Jesus went to the cross, he went into prayer and he said, Father, if you would, you let this cup pass from me. So if Jesus talked to the Father before he finished what he was sent to do, how do you think you got the right to just do what you want to do just because you was made in God's own image? So these are why I'm telling you that people have gained a voice in social platforms that should not have a voice. And this person that I'm speaking of have plenty followers, okay? Plenty of followers. Plenty of followers. And when I heard the person speak, I thought about the verse that says the Bible declares that in the last days the very elect might be deceived. Okay, and so now we see this person with this mighty influence telling people that once you are a child of God, you don't have to ask him for permission to do everything. That's how you're gonna miss your blessing, asking for permission and spending all that time speaking in tongues while the opportunity pass you by. The devil is a liar. The devil is a liar. He's the father of all liars. He's the king of liars. And you still have to ask God to direct your path. That is what he is sent the Holy Spirit to do, is to be a director. And if he didn't need you to have a navigator, he would not have ever created the Holy Spirit. He would have never given you a comforter if you didn't have a need for a navigator. That makes no sense in heavenly places, okay? It makes no sense. So that's just one of the examples that I will use on today of foolish talk, okay, of vain words that people are speaking into the ears of believers that are pulling believers off track. So on today, know whose voice you are listening to. Know where you're eating at. You know that parents taught us when we were little that you don't eat from everywhere. That is the same in the spirit. You cannot sit to everybody's spiritual table and eat. Some people will spiritually poison you and pull you off of the course of the right way with God. So on this day, you be blessed. Allow that word to take root in your spirit as we enter into the place of prayer. over. We give you glory, God. We give you honor. We give you praise. Understanding on today that there is none like you. Understanding on today that you are the King of glory, of God Almighty. You reign and you rule. And we say thank you on this morning. Understanding that no matter what come and no matter what goes, that you get the victory, that you get the honor, that you get the praise. On this Monday morning, we lift you up and we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. On this Monday morning, we magnify you and we give you honor in the name of Jesus. On this Monday morning, we give you praise, understanding that no matter what, you are the King of glory. You're God Almighty. You reign and you rule and you're doing what only you can do. You are God and you are God alone. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You, God, get the honor. You, God, get the praise. There is none like you. We can search high and low, but we can't find nothing that compared to you. You are the great I am. You are mighty in battle. You are the great I am. You're worthy of the glory. You are the great I am. You're worthy of the honor. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are the King of glory. Understanding on today that no matter what, you are God Almighty. Understanding on today that no matter what, you're going to do what need to be done. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that no matter what, you are God and you are God alone. And we give you honor and we give you glory and we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding on today that you are the King of glory, that you are God Almighty, that you reign and you rule, and you're doing what only you can do. And we bless you on today, and we magnify you on today. You are mighty righteous, you're holy God, you're mighty righteous, and you're awesome God, you're mighty righteous, you are the King of glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise, understanding on today that you are worthy of the glory, understanding on today that you are worthy of the honor, understanding on today that you are worthy of the praise, and we bless you, God, and we magnify your name. You alone are great, and you are the great I am, and we gotta say thank you for just doing what you've already done on this morning. You're giving us strength on this morning. You're giving us peace on this morning. You're giving us joy on this morning. We were able to rise up, and there was no bad news meeting us at our bedside. We were able to rise up and stand up on our own two feet and move around like you said that we could. And on this morning, we magnify your name, that in the middle of the night season, there was no call of bad news. In the middle of the night season, there was nothing that took place to alter the pattern of our lives. But Lord, on this morning, we give you glory and we give you praise, understanding that you are God, understanding that you are King, understanding that you are righteous, and you're worthy of the praise, and you're worthy of the glory, and you're worthy of the honor. And we say thank you all today, in the mighty name of Jesus, that you are doing what only you can do. And we magnify your name on this morning, understanding on today that no matter what come and no matter what goes, you are the King of glory, and you're moving by your power. You are the King of glory, and you're moving by your spirit. You are the King of glory, and you're moving by your anointing. Your anointing that destroys the yoke. You are God. You are God alone. And we give you glory, and we give you honor, and we give you praise.
You are God. And we say thank you. You are God. And we magnify you. You are God. And we got to give you honor on this morning. In the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding that you are King. And you're taking care of us in places where we can't even go. You are King. And you're seeing about us in places where we can't even enter in. You are God. And you're doing what needs to be done in the midst of this presidential race. You are God. And you're working it out. And you're moving by your power. You're working it out. And you're moving by your anointing. You're working it out. And you're moving by your authority. That you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. And you reign. And you rule. And you're doing what only you can. And we glorify your name on this morning. Understanding that you are God on this morning. Understanding that you are King on this morning. Understanding that you are mighty righteous on this morning. Understanding that you are worthy on this morning. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. And you're moving by your power. And you're moving by your spirit. And you're moving by your anointing. You are mighty God. And we glorify your most holy name. You are mighty God. And we magnify your most holy name. In the name of Jesus. You're showing up in the electoral college. That every vote that is cast, it is according to the will of the throne of grace. That every vote that is cast, it's according to your movement, according to your authority, according to your anointing. You are God. And you are God alone. And we glorify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that no matter what, you're going to do what needs to be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're leaning and depending on you to show up in the Capitol building. We're leaning and depending on you to take the seat of majority. In the mighty name of Jesus, we're leaning and depending on you to be present in every meeting at the Pentagon in the mighty name of Jesus, that no matter what the devil trying and no matter what he devising, that you will be right there tearing down every barrier. You'll be right there uprooting every wicked plan. You'll be right there destroying every evil yoke. You are God, the King of Kings. You are God, the Most High, and you're moving by your power, and you're moving by your authority, and you're moving by your anointing in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, do what only you can do. Spirit of the living God, move like only you can move. You are righteous. You are holy. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty, and you're doing what only you can. And we bless you on today. In the mighty name of Jesus, mighty God, that you're taking up residence in the Oval Office, that there'll be no decision that's made contrary to the will of the kingdom. There'll be no decision made contrary to the plan of the Most High God, that every word that is released has got to align with your authority, that every word that is released, it has to align with your divine blueprint on this morning. We're seeking you to show up and do what needs to be done. That no matter what the enemy try and no matter what he say, you are God and you're going to move. You are God and you're going to work. You are God and you're going to do what needs to be done. And we bless your name on this morning. We magnify your name on this morning. We give you glory on this morning. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are mighty righteous. And we bless you on today in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. It's worthy of the glory. It's worthy of the honor. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, you move and you do what only you can. You work and you do what only you can. You are God and you are God alone. And we give it to you honor. We give it to you glory. We give it to you praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are God and you are God alone. And we magnify you right now. In the mighty name of the risen Savior, we give you glory right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty, and you're moving by your power, and you're moving by your spirit, and we are moving by your anointing, and we give it to you honor, we give it to your glory, and we give it to your praise on this morning, in the mighty name of Jesus, understanding that you are the same God that's taking care of us right in our small dwelling places. You are that same God that's showing up on the Capitol Hill. You are the same God that's sending food into our homes. You are the same God that's purifying the water that flow into our homes. You are the same God that's supporting the power grid that keep us with light and cooling air that flow into the ventilation of our homes. That is who you are. You're the same God over here that you are over there. And we say thank you for showing up everywhere and doing what need to be done everywhere. And we glorify your name on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, that you are doing what only the power and the authority of the blood can do. And we glorify you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, on this morning, look down upon Chris on today, right where he is. Prayer can reach where we can't go. Prayer can reach where we can't touch. Prayer can do what man say can't be done. On this morning, by the power and the authority of the blood, mighty God, visit Chris right where he is. Mighty God, you know this man better than I. You are the King of glory. You know this man better than I. You are God Almighty, and you're able to do what Chris need done. You are mighty righteous, you holy God, and you can step right on in and do what Chris need done. Give him strength that surpasses the doctor's understanding. Give him strength that he don't even know where it's coming from. Give him strength, mighty God. Show up and do what Chris need done on this morning by the authority and the power of the blood. Show up and do what this man's body need done. It's your divine blueprint. You are the King. You got the final say so. You are the King. You are Lord God Almighty, and you're able to do what man say it can't be done. You're able to move like man say it can't be moved. You are God. Do what he need done. You are God. Show up and move. You are God. Destroy every yoke. You are God. Walk it out. Turn it around. You are God, the King of glory, Lord God Almighty. You are God, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory. worthy of the praise. You are God, and you are God alone. And we magnify your name right now in the name of Jesus. You are God. You are God alone. And we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we give you praise right now. You are God, the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. Mighty, that is who you are. And we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we give you praise in the name of Jesus. You are mighty righteous, and we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. You are mighty God, and we bless you right now in the name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, look down upon Celeste and Joshua on this morning, and Victoria on today, in the mighty name of Jesus. This family unit that we need you to look down upon, in the mighty name of Jesus, and every demonic breach that has risen up in the midst of this family unit, let it be destroyed by the power and the authority of the blood. Let it be uprooted by the power and the authority of the blood. In the mighty name of Jesus, you step in and you do what need to be done, that this brother and this sister and this mother will know no breach. In the mighty name of Jesus, that every demonic thing that's risen up against them to cause them to be separated, that's risen up against them to cause them to be parted, mighty God, let it be removed by the power and the authority of the blood. You do it, God. Let it be removed by the power and the authority of the blood, that this brother and this sister, that they might unite in the mighty name of Jesus and stand for each other in the time, in good times and not so good times. Let them stand for each other in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them communicate. Let them get together and understand that you are the God that can forget those things that are behind. And mighty God, that they have the authority in their minds, in their hearts, to forget that which has happened and look toward that which is to come, and that they can do it better together in the mighty name of Jesus. You, God, show up in the midst of this family and do what need to be done. Answer the plea of this mother in the mighty name of Jesus. Bring these children back together. Unify them under the authority of the blood of Jesus. Unify them under the power of the blood of Jesus. You, God, do what need to be done. And we magnify your name on this morning. You are God, the King of Glory. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus on this morning. Continue to look down upon Tashima on today. Continue to give her peace in the name of Jesus. Continue to give her joy in the name of Jesus. Continue to do what only you can do in the midst of it, in the name of Jesus. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're moving by your power. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're moving by your anointing. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're coming to see about her. You're coming to make a way out of no way concerning her. And we glorify your most holy name. We magnify your most holy name. You are the King of Glory, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise, worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Your name alone is worthy, and we give you honor right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, you're looking down upon the Spriggs house and taking care of everything that the Spriggs need done, that by the power and the anointing of the blood, you are working, you are moving, you are doing what need to be done. You are the King of glory. You're God Almighty, and you're working it out. You're turning around, and you're taking care of it in the mighty name of Jesus. And we glorify your most holy name. You are God. You are God alone, and we give you honor, and we give you glory, and we give you praise right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You're looking down on this morning upon Sarah, my mother. You got it in the palm of your hands. You're doing what only you can do concerning Sarah, my mother. That no matter what the devil's saying and no matter what he's trying, you are the King of glory. You are God Almighty, and you're moving by your power, and you're moving by your authority. You're moving by your spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are God, the great I am, and you're working, and you're moving, and you're doing what only you can do. And we bless you on today. We magnify you on today. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty, and you're working it out, and you're turning around, and you're moving, and you're doing what need to be done. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You are God. You are God alone. And we give it to your honor. We give it to your glory. We give it to your praise. Understanding that you are King. Understanding that you are righteous. Understanding that you are holy. And we bless you on today in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy of the praise, worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, have your way on this morning and do what only you can do where the bar house is concerned. Take care of them one by one, circumstance by circumstance, and situation by situation. You know, God, everything that I don't know. You can see far, and you can know the depths of the hearts of the ones that are connected in the mighty name of Jesus. And you're able to reach in and turn things around and work things out. And mighty God, set it up that everyone might know that the great I am had his hand in the midst of this. That the great I am is moving by his authority. That the great I am is moving by his anointing. That the great I am is moving by his power. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are God, and you are God alone. And we bless you all today, and we say thank you on today, understanding that you get the final say so, and we glorify your name on today in the mighty name of Jesus. That you're looking down upon Miss Paula on today, and you're doing what only you can do concerning Miss Paula, that by the power and the anointing of the blood, you moving and you're working and you're doing what need to be done. In the mighty name of Jesus, you are God, the great I am, and you're working it out, and you're turning it around, every single thing that need to be done. You are settling it, every single thing that need to be done. You're taking care of it, every single thing that need to be done. You're working it out, you're doing what only you can, you're moving like only you can. You're working like only you can. You are the King of glory, mighty God. You are the King of glory, righteous God. You are the King of glory, great I am. You are the King of glory, mighty righteous. That is who you are. And we say thank you in the name of Jesus. That is who you are. And we give you glory in the name of Jesus. That is who you are. And we magnify you in the name of Jesus. That is who you are. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of the risen Savior. You are God. And you are God alone. And we bless you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Understanding that you are the King of glory. Understanding that you are God Almighty. Understanding that there is none like you. And we can search high and low, but we can't find nothing that compared to you. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the Living God, you're looking down upon Apostle Mark Badger and First Lady Georgiana Badger, that no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what he's trying, you are the King of glory, and you're moving by your power, and you're moving by your anointing, and you're moving by your spirit, that greater is the God that's operating inside of them than the one that is in this world. You are the King of glory. You are God Almighty. You're moving, and you're working, and you're doing what needs to be done in the mighty name of Jesus, God. For you are God and you are God alone. And we bless you on this morning in the mighty name of the risen Savior. You are moving and you are working. And we say thank you right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, mighty God, you're looking down upon Calvin. On today, you got this man in the palm of your hands. You're working it out concerning this man, that no matter what the devil's saying and no matter what the devil trying, you are the King of glory, you are God Almighty, and you're moving by your power, and you're moving by your anointing, and you're moving by your spirit. You are God, you are God alone, and you're doing what only you can do. And we bless you on today, we magnify you on today, understanding that you alone are worthy, understanding that you alone are King, understanding that you alone are righteous. You are mighty God, the great I am. You are mighty God, the righteous I am. You are mighty God, the holy I am. And you're doing what Calvin need done in the mighty name of Jesus. And we say thank you right now, God, that you're moving and that you're working and that you're doing what only you can do. In the mighty name of Jesus, on this morning, you're looking down upon Janelle on today, and you're working it out concerning Janelle, that no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what he's trying, you are the King of glory, and you are going to see about her. You are the King of glory, and you're going to work it out concerning her. You are the King of glory, and you are going to do what only the power and the authority of the blood can do on her behalf. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the Living God, you're looking down upon Tramika on today. You're giving her the wisdom and the courage that only the power and the authority of the throne of grace can give. You are mighty God, the King of Kings. You are mighty God, worthy of the glory. You are mighty God, worthy of the honor. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus, understanding that you are God, understanding that you are King, understanding that you are worthy, worthy of the glory, worthy of the honor, and worthy of the praise. You are doing what only you can, and we magnify you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, Spirit of the living God, look down upon Andrea and her children on today. Continue to build them up. Continue to fortify them. Pour into this woman that which she need in a time like this, that she might be able to stand and be what she need to be on behalf of her children by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost in the mighty name of Jesus, that no wicked injection will be able to overtake her. There'll be no demonic spirit that will be able to bring her down, that by the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost, you, God, you are doing what Andrea need on this morning. You, God, you're showing up and you're fortifying her on this morning. You, God, you are doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do on this morning. You are the King of Glory. You, God, you're Lord Almighty, and you're moving and you're working and you're doing what only you can. And we glorify your most holy name on this morning. You are God on this morning. You are King on this morning. We give you praise that you're looking down even on today upon Raymond, my father. You're strengthening him in his body. You're doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do in the mighty name of Jesus. You are God. You're giving him strength. You are God. You're giving him peace. You are God. You're giving him joy. You are God. You're taking care of him. You're working it out. You're turning it around concerning him. You are God, the King of Kings. You are God, the mighty I am. You are God, worthy of the glory and worthy of the honor and worthy of the praise. You are God, and we say thank you in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. You're worthy of the glory. You're worthy of the honor. You're worthy of the praise. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Understanding that you are God. You are God alone. And we bless you on this morning in the mighty name of Jesus. Holy God, mighty God, righteous God, that is who you are. And we bless you on today. In the name of Jesus, God, your name alone is worthy of the glory. Your name alone is worthy of the honor. Your name alone is worthy of the praise. And we say thank you on this morning that you're looking down upon the ones that are sick and infirmed inside of their bodies, that you are God and you're seeing about them. You are God and you're pouring out your power and your anointing on behalf of them, that on this morning, that Miss Annie and Mother Bibi, on this morning, Queenie Mae and Ebony, Patricia and Carolina, Deacon Boykin and Deaconess Boykin, on this morning, by the anointing and the power of the blood, you are doing what only you can do concerning them. You are the mighty I am, and you're moving by your power and by your anointing and by your authority. You, God, you're doing what only you can do. You are mighty righteous, and you're moving, and you're working, and you're doing what only you can do. And we glorify your most holy name. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You are the great I am. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That you're taking care of them, that you're seeing about them, that you're working it out on behalf of them. And we say thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. On this morning, you're looking down upon Mother Maud on today, and no matter what the devil's saying, and no matter what he's trying, you are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty, and you're moving by your power, and you're moving by your spirit, and you're moving by your anointing. Your anointing It destroys the yoke. Your anointing, it breaks down barriers. Your anointing, it healed the sick. Your anointing, it set the captive free. And on this morning, by the power and the anointing of the blood, you're showing up on Mother Maud's behalf. You're doing what only you can do concerning Mother Maud. You are God, the King of Kings. You are God, the Lord of Lords. You are God, the Great I Am. And we glorify your most holy name. You, God, you are mighty, righteous. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, God. Your name alone is worthy. Worthy of the honor, worthy of the glory, worthy of the praise. That is who you are. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Your name alone is great. Your name alone is mighty. Your name alone is awesome. You are righteous. And we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Look down upon our children one by one and name by name, that no weapon that try to form against them is going to be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises up against our children, they are going to be condemned. That by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, you are God, and you're doing what need to be done on behalf of our children. You are God, and you're showing up on behalf of our children. That COVID and influenza and pneumonia, whooping cough, nor the measles can come near our children. That by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost, you are doing what only you can do concerning our children. Spirit of the living God, have your way. Work it out on behalf of our children. Have your way. Turn it around on behalf of our children. Have your way and do what only you can do concerning our children. You are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty, and you're moving by your power and by your authority and by your spirit. You are mighty God, and you're moving. You are mighty God, and you're working. You are mighty God, and you're doing what only you can. And we glorify your most holy name on this morning. You are the King of Glory, and we say thank you that you're looking after them, that the gunman can't gun them down, that the sex trafficker can't take them away, that the kidnapper can't snatch them up. Mighty God, that you're destroying generational curses, manners of sickness, and types of disease, that they cannot abide in the bodies of our children. That by the authority and the power of the blood of Jesus, you doing what need to be done on behalf of our children, one by one, name by name. You got them. You're protecting them, household by household. You're keeping them, classroom by classroom. You're shielding them. You are God, the King of Glory, and you're moving by your anointing and by your power and by your spirit on this morning. That Harmony and Anona and Victor and Jayla and Jocelyn, Joy, Carter, Nehemiah, Liza, Genesis, Karina, Josiah, Naraya, Marlon, Sarah, David, Ray, Trevin and Jason, Desiree, Jaquan and Keyshawn, Deontay, Michaela, Nakaya, Bella and Sarah, and Clay and Jackson and Joshua on this morning. By the anointing and the power of the blood, the graveyard can't keep them. He can't take them before that time. Mighty God, that the jailhouse can't lock them away. You are God, the King of Kings. Mighty God, no matter what the devil's saying, no matter what he's trying, you are the King of Glory. You are God Almighty. You're moving by your power. You're moving by your anointing. You're moving by your spirit. You are mighty righteous. You are the King of Kings. You're mighty righteous. righteous. You are the Lord of Lords. You are mighty righteous. You are the glory God. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. You're hiding our children from evil law enforcement. You're hiding our children from demonic association. You're severing every evil tie. You're destroying every wicked yoke that want to hold them back, that want to bind them up. And on this morning, we say, Spirit of the living God, take them where you want them to go. Do what you want to do on the inside of them, that you might get the glory, that you might get the honor, that you might get the praise. You are God, and we bless your name on this morning. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and we magnify you on this morning, understanding that you are God, and you're going to move by your power and by your anointing and by your spirit. On today, we say thank you right now in the name of Jesus, understanding that you are the King of Glory, understanding that you reign and you rule. And you're doing what only the power and the anointing of the blood can do. On this morning, God, continue to look down upon Shamar on today, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, that you are moving in his life, that you're working things out on his behalf, that no matter what the devil's saying and no matter what the devil doing, that he ain't going to have the final say-so, that you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and you're going to show up on Shamar's behalf and do what need to be done concerning him, that every seed that he has placed in the ground, not one of those seeds will return unto him voided, but they will do what they were sent out to do, that they will spring forth like only you can by the anointing and the power of the blood. Breathe on every seed by the anointing and the power of the blood. Breathe life into every circumstance where his name is written. Let the anointing of the blood, let it show up and do what need to be done by the anointing of the blood. Let it move by the power and the authority of the Holy Ghost. You are God. You are God alone. Work it out, God. Turn it around, God. Do God what only you can. And we magnify you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Spirit of the living God, show up for the bereaved ones on today. God, be that which they need. God, do what you need to do inside of them to give them the strength that they need in order to go through the time that they find themselves in. God, visit the Pouche family and the Green family on today. Mighty God, gird them up on every side. God, give them the peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding, that by the anointing and the power of the blood, that you are God, you are God alone, and you are working, you are moving, and you are doing what need to be done, for you are King of Glory, for you are God Almighty, and we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. You are God alone. Guide us, God, and keep us. Shield us, God, and protect us, that no weapon that try to form against us is going to be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us, it is going to be condemned. That by the authority and the power of the Holy Ghost, you're going to get the glory. You're going to get the honor. You're going to get the praise. For you are God, and we say thank you. We give you honor. We give you glory. We give you praise. For you are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And we magnify you right now in the name of Jesus. Guide us on today. Shield us on today. Protect us on today, that this world can't do us any harm. That where we step, it's been pre-authorized by you. The words that we speak, they've been pre-authorized by you. Let us not have our way. But God, we submit to the will of the kingdom on today, that you might get the honor and the glory and the praise out of every single one of our movements. We glorify you. We magnify you. We say thank you in Jesus' name. We say thank you in Jesus' name. We say thank you
In Jesus' name, amen. 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 As we leave prayer today, but never the presence of the Most High God, we want to take with us the joy of the Lord, which is our strength, that he may walk with us throughout this day and keep us encouraged, knowing that the blood of Jesus is covering us, shielding us, and protecting us from all harm and danger. If you would like to submit a prayer request or praise report by text message, please do so at 843-790-4229. If you prefer to email, you can do that as well at the email address seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you would like to sow a seed into this prayer movement, please feel free by Zelle or PayPal at seeingwithoutseeing2020@gmail.com. If you prefer to use Cash App, that tag would be $seeingwithoutseeing. Understand on today that you must have faith and no room for doubt. And the Lord God Almighty, he will bring you out.